Then we had a little playground with slides and swings. We played Pop the Whip a lot.
Oh,
bad game.
How about where you toss the horseshoes? Did you play that? Was that popular? What about for teachers? Did you have men and women, or?
We didn't have men until high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was in school, the women outnumbered the men, so.
Mm-hmm.
When my children came along, I think it was more or less the same thing. There's still more women teachers than men.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the children who were in school?
If I were just referring to the group, I guess students.
Mm-hmm. Even the younger ones.
Maybe first graders, if you knew them as first graders. Especially it being so important.
Okay.
I don't think we use the word pupil very much. Scholar. I suppose student is probably the most common term if you speak in collective.
Different illnesses, like when your joints hurt, what would you call that?
Well, it used to be rheumatism, but now it's arthritis.
Okay. What if you have to have your appendix taken out? You have
an operation.
Mm-hmm. And what is the sickness that that's called?
Appendectomy? Is that what you mean?
Appendicitis.
Oh, yeah. You have appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, just commonly speaking, you wouldn't say you might say I'm going to have an appendectomy, but if you'd already said you had appendicitis, you'd probably just say operation.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard any other terms for that illness?
For that particular
illness? The appendicitis?
Illness. No, I don't think so. What do you think?
Some type of colic or something?
Yeah.
And what if you ate something that didn't really agree with you and it came back up? What would you say you were doing?
All right. I despise the word vomit. So I would say I was throwing up.
Okay. If somebody died, you might have different. You might not say so-and-so died, but you might have polite expressions.
Oh, a euphemism for dying. Frankly, I prefer die myself. But I have heard pass away. And I guess it's pass away. She passed away. Some people say she passed.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to use the word die. I don't like euphemisms.
Well, then you might have some joking way of saying, oh, so and
so. Kick the bucket.
Yeah.
I have used that occasionally when it was, but I thought it was not inappropriate.
Okay. What about someplace that's haunted? What would you say is doing the haunting?
A ghost? Is that what you mean? I'd say ghost. I don't think I'd use spirit. I'd use ghosts.